a fabric
that can breathe when you have lungs.
That's what they're for.
Does that make any sense whatsoever to you? Oh, we're on air. Hello. Welcome
to the broadcast.
Welcome.
We're so glad to be here.
We're delighted to be here as your hostesses with the mostesses on
the broadcast.
Say it again. It's worth it.
I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
Oh, I like it.
I'm really shouty tonight.
Am I really shouty?
Why
I can't hear you from all the shouting.
You probably think you're hearing Dublin. Of course you are. We're a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
That's right. Now listen, people can't tell us apart. Whether they're looking at us on television, on film, listening to us on the radio, and that's fine. I don't want you to feel bad. Nobody can. And we have fun with it.
We have so much fun with it.
We have a lot of fun with
it. And if our name sounds familiar, yes, we are those Filsons of
the Filson family, Filbert Fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's a nut fortune.
A fortune built on nuts.
That was beautiful.
I know. I've always wanted that big, you know, announcer voice.
God,
right,
you're
behind
so
that.
Good at it.
Should I just do it myself? I just did. Anyway, that makes us a rich couple of nuts.
You know who's a nut?
You're a nut.
You are. She's cute. God, she's so cute.
God, I'm lucky.
I'm lucky. I'm the luckiest.
I guess you could say we're a pair of nuts.
A lucky couple of nuts.
You're a nut. All right, I'm going to tell you a little bedtime story,
Please.
Sean.
So I thought you never would.
Have a seat in your yard. I want to tell you the story. Our father, Phil Filson,
rest
his soul.
Good man.
He'd put each of his identical twin daughters, one on each knee.
Yep.
Ann and Nancy, he couldn't tell us apart.
Never could.
My
never
God,
could.
We had a lot of fun
so
with that.
So cute.
And he'd say,
it was cute.
Don't rest on your nuts.
Nope.
Go out there and make a difference in the world.
Yeah.
And so here we are tonight on Vashon.
Doing something for the world to make the
making
world better.
Making a difference.
Making a difference to the people of Vashon
adding
Island.
Adding a little sparkle, adding a little zazzle, bringing the culture to this
bringing
godforsaken
the culture
place.
To this tiny little place. Now listen.
Tell them about Vashon. Vashon,
I'm
not going to believe it.
For those of you
describe
listening
it.
Out there in the world, and I hope that you are, I hope that you're not on Vashon Island. If you are, I'm so sorry. But listen, it's an actual place. I couldn't make this up if I tried. It's like an island, but it's very small. There's a town here, but it's very small. It's also called Vashon. It's very confusing. They do
very
not have
easy.
A bridge. They do not have any really roads. There's like two or three roads. There's not a traffic light to be seen. I think they've got two stop signs on the whole place. And this is what's bizarre. There's no bridge. This place is very strange. It's right in the middle of the water. I guess that's why it's an island. I don't know. It's right in the middle of the Puget Sound. And
you
the
know,
thing
what I
is,
thought you were going to say was so strange is they don't have a cheesecake factory.
They
I think
don't
that's very
have a cheesecake
unusual.
Factory.
It makes me wonder
For
about
three
this place.
Years, we thought, we'll find it eventually. We just haven't found the town yet. They're, no, this
well,
is the whole town.
Usually we just get driven here by the limo. We do our little show. We go back.
It's a very strange place. But you know what? We like to make a difference here. And that's why we're here. Here we are.
We're good people. I just want to remind the people of Vashon.
We're good
that.
People. Speaking of which, you're listening to the voice of Vashon. KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
And tonight's topic on the broadcast, I know my sister has been waiting for this, and so have our
I
guests.
Love this part.
I said it before, and sometimes I think the Bible took less time to write than I do the topics of my shows.
I'm sure of
it. I wasn't there for it. I'm almost that old, but I do believe that's true.
Almost.
Tonight's topic on the broadcast, from high school sweethearts to happy homemakers, subtitled, How to Keep It Fresh and Freaky in a New Frontier.
God, that's good.
Thank you. And of course,
how many alliterations can you fit into one title?
I've got
you're
more.
So good.
I've got more. But
God,
I got carpal
good.
Tunnel just writing that title.
God.
As always, we have fabulous guests with you here tonight on the broadcast. Does our topic fascinate you?
Very much.
Terrify
Not
you?
Okay, a little bit.
Arouse your curiosity?
Always.
Well, stay tuned. Either way, we'll talk.
But first,
a very favorite segment.
What are we wearing? And where did we wear it? Nance, you look
and why?
Gorgeous.
And how?
And who?
And
what?
And with whom? You would say with
and
whom,
with
aunt.
Whom? And what? You look beautiful tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sitting down. Would you like me to flare for you?
Please.
All right. Now, for many of you who don't know, we actually just described these cans in an earlier show.
But that was another.
And I wonder how many more descriptive words she can come up with this gown, but there's a lot.
Nancy is wearing the most vibrant green. It's almost like I'm microdosing looking at it. It's electric green. And it's a very heavy sort of drapery quality satin. And it is...
Drapery quality.
It is lousy with marabou. I'm talking marabou.
But not something you'd put in a window. And like, there not are, a window treatment.
That's right. I'll need treatment after looking at this dress. What? Your rhinestone situation is, as the kids say, on fleek. Is that good?
It's pretty good.
I love when you wear green because I just think it brings out your eyes.
Jealousy? No. In you?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
When your identical twin sister says you're looking good, you know you look good.
Yeah, you
huh?
do. Yeah,
who
you
needs a mirror?
Do. Yeah, you
if
do.
I could say ditto, I would, and I have before.
Yeah.
But you also have a similar gown. And this is the thing with identical twin sisters.
Sure.
Everybody thinks when you're identical as Anne and I are, that we are exactly the same.
We're not exactly the same.
We dress differently. Now, tonight we have...
Similarly. Thank
but
you.
Always with a little bit of different flair.
You remember how the Mandrell sisters did it, right?
Oh, my God.
Similar, but different. The neckline was different. The color might be different.
The hemline.
Maybe there's a ruche.
Sometimes the hair.
You know?
It is the same thing for
we
Anne
invented
and Nancy.
That. Thank you very much.
We love men. This we have in common. But we don't like the same kind of men,
no.
Which is actually better.
It I like be very a very hirsute man.
I like a very hairless man.
Yeah.
If I could have a man with an Asian ankle every day, I would.
And she does.
Actually, one year I did. I was very
now
lucky.
Now, listen. There's only one other difference between us, and not a lot of people know this, okay? I'm a very moist person. She's a very dry person.
It's
so
true.
If you shake our hand on a good night, you might be able to tell the difference. Okay? And that's about it.
That's true.
There's almost nothing else
Back
different.
Back to what you're wearing.
Yeah.
I love your earrings. They're mine. You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
And your gown,
These
though,
earrings
yes.
inspired Sia's song.
The inspired what?
Sia's song about the chandelier.
Oh, Sia. I thought you said Caesar. Their salad Caesar. Was amazing.
Great salad, though. You got to say. I don't love the haircut, but I do like the salad.
Yeah. There are beautiful earrings.
Thanks
and you have
so
gorgeous
much.
Rings on every finger, as you always. Probably on your toes, too, but it can't bend down.
I never
I'm a
wear a ring
tonight.
On my middle finger because I think it's a little bit vulgar.
Oh,
it's you can do it. You pull it off. But for me,
wow.
it's just not for me.
That
it's just
hurts.
Not for me.
Your gown is actually very similar to
Thank
mine
you
tonight.
For
although
so.
Is it isn't a I said
cool.
cranberry
what
early
you
and
this
you
color?
Didn't like
I
it.
I don't think it's a cranberry.
You're
going to
go ahead
it's
and tell
fuchsia.
Me it's a fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
It's a fuchsia.
It's a fuchsia.
Yeah.
You're right. You're
it's
right.
It's a beautiful compliment to my citrine green.
Thank you. Brings out a little bit of the swarthy in my skin.
Thank you.
Do you
yeah.
think?
I think you're I'm actually glowing up you. I feel like I have a sunburn from your gown.
You might.
A little bit.
You might.
Oh,
it might be a
myself.
Chemical burn. The fabric does seem a bit off. Do you feel a little something under
it's
it?
It's a little hot.
There's something happening under
I think there's something happening actually with
you
my
look
mic.
Gorgeous.
Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you. You
oh
sound great.
God.
It must be your ears. Listen.
Okay, just
you,
go ahead.
You
keep
funky
talking.
Around without. And I'll tell you where we just got back from in these beautiful gowns. We had a lovely weekend, a three-day weekend. Well, actually, it was a five-day weekend. Do you still call it a weekend if it's 5 days?
If you sure. don't sleep, it feels like three.
Yes. Yeah. We were on Lake Como.
I love
with
the Como.
George. The Clune.
George and Amal.
We call him the Clune. I don't know if other people do. And Amal, she's so beautiful. He's so beautiful. She's so smart. He's not as smart, but it's okay. He's gorgeous. Lake Como, so gorgeous, so quaint.
Sort of in the off season, so it was a little quiet.
Yeah, it's tiny.
There were very, very small Italian children came and sliced salami and the other
yes.
prosciutto,
yes,
the pancetta,
yes.
all the meats, and they pile them high on a wooden board.
On a board.
The presentation is really off-putting in some ways, but we got used to
you
eating
eat
off
of board.
Wooden boards
Listen,
all the time.
There's no nightlife, so you just
hands.
Eat off the board. They give you the board. They put a little cheese that's sort of melting its way all
oh,
over the board.
The provolone.
And you just sit by the pool. You relax. You drink whatever cocktails people put in your hand, and you just enjoy yourself.
It was a fabulous time.
Yeah.
And there was no napkins in sight, so we'll have to
just
all eating
lick,
it's fine. Flick your fingers.
Listen, so much meat, so much
the
cheese.
The occasional gelato, which
More
I do
meat.
Love.
A lot of meat.
They put the boar's head to shame over there, I gotta
say. Because
it's
so thinly sliced.
We used to be a sponsor for boar's head. They've gone another direction, and that's okay.
There's no,
no hard,
hard feelings.
But if I'm being honest, I really think the Italian meats are the best meats of all. And
I've never
thank
had better.
You, George,
thank
for
you for being honest about that. You always are honest about that. I appreciate it.
I'm an honest person. Where's next year's getaway with him?
I hope we just go back to Como.
Oh, I thought we were going to hit Jerusalem.
Oh, next year.
He wanted to
In
be
Jerusalem.
Jew-ish next
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about those two. They get enough press. Let's
yeah.
say hello to our engineer,
Chris
Austin. Hello, hello, hello.
He hasn't left us yet. Look at him. He's cute. He can't help it.
How do you I can't go 300 feet.
How do you like to eat your meat, Chris Austin?
Oh, I like the free stuff. Yeah.
We should bring him a little bit of meat next
free
time.
Free meat.
Bring you a little bit of meat next time.
I think
you
I saw a
cutie.
Punk band of Vietnam.
Free meat.
You know, I was never on Lake Como, but I was on Ricky Lake. Does that count?
Oh.
Yeah, I think it does.
About Ricky
I think
Lake.
It does.
She had a
great show.
Reduction.
She did.
Also a great show.
Good for her.
And by the way, one of the diamonds fell out of your piercing.
Oh, no. You lost a diamond L.
Ouch.
Double doo-doo.
Do you want to keep it and pay your mortgage? There you go. I hear the housing crisis of Vashon is a real booger. All right, and on to one of our favorite segments. A word from our sponsor.
They pay the bills, so, you know, it's got to be your favorite.
Orthotic brassieres for women of a certain age. Senior women have unique challenges when it comes to the bosom. Lifties are here to help. Mm. With a unique anti-gravity struts, patent pending, and space-age polybrand fabrics for breathability, Lifties will leave you pointing in the right direction.
Upward and outward with Lifties.
Thank you, Lifties. And for a very, very favorite segment, because this is where we get to meet our guests.
I can hardly wait.
Don't you always want to sing along with us?
Yeah,
our guests today are Britt and Betty Betsy Hansen.
Betty Betsy.
I dropped an S.
Hey, don't worry
you
about
it. You kids nowadays, drop an S, man. they are a real-life Caucasian couple who are recent transplants from the big city of Seattle.
Why?
Who we can only assume would be Vashon Island on some kind of dare. We'll find out why and more here on The Broadcast.
I cannot hold. This is fun. This is so fun. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Britt. You too. Betty.
Thank you very much.
We're so glad you're here.
Betty Betsy. What an unusual name.
I mean, I've been called Betty before, and so has my twin sister.
What?
Excuse me?
A
twin sister.
It's getting exciting here. Well, sorry you have to share a microphone. There's a microphone shortage on Vashon. It has something to do with the supply chain. I don't know.
Yeah. They're married. It's all
you
right.
Have a twin sister?
I do have an identical
And while you
twin.
Tell
Stop
us about
it.
This, I'm going to pour you a drink here tonight.
People who were
it's
born with
be.
Other people are the luckiest people. Aren't you lucky?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Britt, I have poured your wife a lovely Chablis that I got from, I cannot pronounce the name of it, but it's a coffee shop around the corner, and they said that you love this drink. In fact.
Oh, apparently.
Yeah. In fact, you're on probation for loving it too much. And for your wife, I've got a Lunazul Blanco. I don't have my reading glasses on. Reposado. The Blanco and the Reposado. One is white. And one is blush. You can mix them together and make what I can only assume is a rosé.
I don't know.
Oh, and I have a glass. Hold on. Talk to our guests.
So, while she works on that, I need to hear more about this. You're an identical twin.
I am an identical twin, yes.
What's your favorite thing about growing up a twin?
Always having somebody fabulous to look at.
Oh.
I know.
Do you even need a mirror?
No.
I mean, really, you don't.
You don't.
You don't. Did you do any sort of parent trap situations? Did you trick anybody? I mean, tell me all about it.
We tried when we were little, and we got caught in first grade, and then and then she never let us do it again.
You got caught so early.
Your nanny didn't let you do it again?
No, my twin sister.
Oh, she didn't.
Oh, I thought
she
maybe
said forget
your
it.
Your staff said no more of this.
What did the staff think?
Oh, they couldn't tell us apart. They didn't know what was happening.
They didn't know.
That happens
they didn't
to us.
Know
we
the thing.
That.
Did you dress in matching outfits, and do you still?
We do on accident all the time now.
Now see,
yes.
That's how you know you're a real twin.
Yes.
Not a fake twin.
No.
Not just you know who I'm thinking of?
Fake twins?
Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they seem
they
to
claim
be
they're sisters, okay?
But they don't even look alike.
They don't look a thing alike. And listen, we've been around a lot longer than they have.
We were
and
the
so
original Anne and Nancy,
who's sending
obviously.
The cease and desist to whom?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
I'm so tired of it. We can talk about them in Germany and apparently not here.
Not
but
here,
this whole
apparently.
Dog and a butterfly music.
So you know what? That's pop music.
I didn't say pop. I
no,
said pop music.
Thank you for saying
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, Anne and Nancy.
I'm a little tender about it.
Look, you are not completely unknown to us, Betsy.
Yeah.
We have giggled you also. Our assistant, Jeff,
G-E-O-F-F.
It's the homosexual spelling.
Thank you for saying it.
He has fanned out quite a bit. He knows you're an East Coaster. By birth. An identical twin, which we actually acted surprised, but we knew that. Because it's called...
I honestly forgot.
She hasn't taken a
thyroid
today.
I have a very bad memory.
It's called acting.
It happens sometimes.
And you know you weigh around a Bobby Brown pellet like nobody's business.
Well, I do.
I'm looking at your eyes right now.
We might be related, which makes you amazing in our book, and we love you already.
Oh, I love you guys.
What are you wearing right now? What's on your eyes? What's the palette we're working with today? Your eyes is...
I've got the 24-hour gold...
Would you put your face right in front of that microphone when you talk?
Oh, yeah.
Thank
24
you.
24-hour gold sparkle.
It's
Did
so
she say
good.
24-hour gold sparkle?
That sounds right up our alley. Who makes that?
Bobby Brown.
Of course.
When did Bobby Brown ever have time when married to Whitney Houston to make all these fabulous, fabulous
palettes? He makes the most beautiful makeup. I'm wearing Bobby's new What the Foundation. Jones Road.
It smells
amazing.
Absolutely delicious.
It's so good.
Very moist. She's already a little moist, and now she's moistier.
I know.
Moistier?
I'm very moist.
Moistier.
It's not on the list of the 7 words you're not allowed to say.
That's true.
George Carlin, you know. So you love the Bobby Brown. You love your twin sister.
I do.
And you love your wife.
I do love
you
my wife.
You got it made.
Yes.
That's the trifecta.
That's a lot of love.
Yeah. Gonna take a lot of love.
Oh, how?
Now listen.
We'll edit that.
Where's the auto tuner when you need it? You know what I'm saying?
We've always been curious with other identical twins. Do you feel the twin twitches like Anne and I do sometimes? Yeah. You feel the aches and pains, the menstrual cramps when your sister does?
I don't know, but we're both having hot flashes all the time.
Oh, sister.
Oh, yeah, that age.
Yeah, you'll get past
we've
it.
Been,
you'll get
we're
past
so old,
it.
We've done it 2-3 times already.
Oh, God, yeah. And I think we quit about 30 years ago. So wait till you get to the other side. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
The other side is fantastic.
Oh, it's
all
great.
All the things still work, believe me. You might need a little bit more moisturizer and more interesting
Big
places.
Deal.
But
I recommend an early hysterectomy. Wonderful.
Okay. We had ours at
12. Like a nice long vacation.
We were born into show business. We knew we didn't have any time for offspring. I'm sure you can relate. I'm sure you've never done anything so horrible to yourself. Yeah. We love kids, but why would we have our own?
Do you know the Olsen twins?
I've heard of them.
We know them
once
personally.
Or twice.
Sweet girls, but they're troubled.
Real brats. Yeah.
They've been through a lot.
Yeah. And eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear that guy who was the biological uncle?
Uncle was his own son. Oh, is that how it works?
He was the uncle of his own son.
Exactly.
Because he was his own twin.
It's called
Camaro. It's called Camaro.
Yeah.
And he was the uncle of his own son because he was actually a twin of himself. Something like that.
I don't even know how that would work.
Yeah.
Someone did a 23andMe.
He ingested his own son.
They had a real surprise when they opened the email that day.
Yeah, because that's the truth.
I don't know.
Something like that. Well, that's what can happen.
Yeah.
You know, for a little while, they tried to pawn us off as triplets.
Oh.
They made one of our cousins join the act.
Shirley.
Oh,
boy.
I was going to say, because you're both so fabulous, there needed to be another one of you.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Well, there was a time when they wanted to up everything, up the ante. It was like
Super
the Bonham and Bailey time. Everything was bigger, bigger, bigger. It was a drag. Shirley was no fun. She couldn't think on her feet like we can. She didn't understand. She didn't have a twin twitch because she wasn't a twin.
She also didn't have the same taste in men as we do.
No. Well, we were only 8.
She didn't have
any. You know. We were early bloomers in many ways, which was part of why we had to do those early hysterectomies.
Speaking of bloomers, for our listeners out there, we just want you to let you know there is more than one person sitting here
right now.
Trust us when we tell you that these two are foxier than we had hoped for, especially for radio.
Yes, it's a radio surprise. It is. Okay. It is.
So, Britt, say hello.
Hi. They're never going to believe it.
They never will. They never will. Britt's got this beautiful mane of blue hair. Blue isn't even the right word. Aquamarine, what do you call it?
Teal?
I think it's teal.
Sister, you're so off. It's obviously teal.
It's Britt's not natural.
Hair matches it's your not? Eyeshadow.
No.
Well, it's gorgeous.
It's naturally
not
beautiful.
Not anywhere near as natural as yours is.
Thank you for saying so.
Wow. You're a wonderful liar.
She's good.
We found out that you are also a radio star. So it's a late night disc jockey on KIXP.
KIXP.
That's fabulous.
Yeah,
it's one of Seattle's most favorite radio shows, KIXP.
How many are there?
Hard to pronounce, though.
There's 2 or 3.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
He's right up there. Because when you say with KIXP is one of the biggest one, and we say,
hey,
what about VOV?
Yeah, what about VOV? You've got the Voice of Vashon, and then you've got the KIXP. How do they rank?
Voice of Vashon is right above KIXP.
Okay. And then KIXP.
And then KIXP.
And what's your on-air personality?
Do you have
name?
A handle?
Yeah. like Foxy Lady, for example, or I don't know.
What do you wear on the air? Do you have airwear like we do?
Airwear.
Well, like we work with the Korean Bob Mackie, obviously.
We could give you his number.
Of course. That would be great.
You bet.
I don't wear anything on the air.
Nude.
Usually.
Fully nude.
So if you could hook me up with somebody, that would be great.
Absolutely.
Frigidly.
That sounds fun.
Doesn't it get cold in Seattle? Wow, freaky.
She's Nordic. They have heating. Cold.
Yeah. They have heating in the building.
They do.
HVAC, they call it.
One of our very, very favorite shows ever was WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, so
did you love it?
Loved it.
As a child, did it inspire you to go to Kex?
Maybe it did.
Didn't you always want Les Nessman and Lonnie Anderson to hook up? To make a little sandwich?
Les Nessman was such a little slime, you know? This is a true story. We worked with Les Nessman. Do you remember that show we worked on? He had a little bit part in this film we worked on.
And he has a little bit of part.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
Why.
Yeah. And it was a Christmas show. It was a special, you know, one of those Christmas specials that we all had to do in the mid-70s. And everybody was giving each other gifts for Christmas. Do you know what Les Nessman, I can't remember his real name, but do you know what he brought for everybody for gifts? He lived in Seattle.
Surprise
did you know
me.
That?
Yeah, no.
He brought from Bartell Drugs, which is right here in Seattle, he brought pecan logs.
You were so he
put,
upset
I,
about
I thought
that.
It was so outrageous.
Yeah.
He put on one of those stick-on bows on a pecan log that said, like, on it, written on the package, $1.25, you know, right there on it.
He was dating
Good
the
Lord.
Wigmaster in that show,
yes,
though.
Yes!
And what did he give her? Chlamydia. So I think that we were very, very lucky to have gotten the
take your pecan log and walk away. Count your lucky stars.
How about that Venus flytrap? Do you have anybody working at Kex that is like Venus flytrap? He's so,
somebody's so
good looking.
Hip, so fun.
So handsome.
Other than me, probably Riz Rollins.
Riz Rollins.
Riz Rollins.
That rolls right off
that
the tongue.
That does roll off the tongue. Riz Rollins.
Betsy, are you ever worried about
sexy,
your wife
right?
being
so
in the
sexy.
Late night hotbed of radio, on-air
oh,
radio?
Oh, God, no, because she's always on there for me.
Oh,
do you listen in all the time? Go ahead, Carla.
I
do listen in all the time.
Do you do dedications?
I will for you.
Oh.
I don't. I mean, sometimes.
You want to, though.
I want to. I always want to.
Does your wife ever call in? Do you do traffic? What do you do on the radio at KEXP?
Oh, I should do traffic.
Weather?
No, I just play music.
What's your genre?
Music.
Like, the kind of music that you hear, especially in Florida at the gay nightclubs.
Oh, yeah.
You've probably been there.
Oh, are you kidding?
With your
are
husbands?
You kidding me?
You bet we have.
Right. Them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like house music.
Yeah.
House music.
People, yeah. Techno music, like stuff.
Oh, electronic.
Germans really like
that. We're very big in Germany.
This can really set up my sciatica, but I cannot not dance to that kind of music.
We should hire a Brit to come play.
We have a show on VOV called Obscuro Disco, which is all European disco.
Hey.
Fridays at 6 p.m.
Who hosts that show?
Completely
that's,
unshaven.
David.
Disc talkies.
David. That's
it's
David.
It comes right after my show.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
With David.
Okay, thank you.
Now, we should hire Brit to come do a night at our Nut House in Germany.
You know, we own a series of comedy houses called The Nut House, and we have a fabulous manager, David Hasselhoff. He takes care of all that while we're traveling
he loves
and doing
Germany,
celebrity appearances.
I've heard of him.
He still needs work,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He still has to work, poor guy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you mean work, and he has had some work, sister.
Oh,
I mean,
that's for
recently,
sure.
Recently, he wasn't even moving his mouth. He's got butt pads now,
well,
for sure.
So many hair plugs. So many hair plugs.
You know what? Something very funny about David, a story he probably doesn't want to hear, but we're going to tell again.
He went to Madame
Tussauds and he got waxed recently, and he held so very still that they actually thought he was his own
it's
wax
too much Botox,
statue.
And they locked him in. They locked him in for the weekend.
Very, very sad story. But if you should ever
but he
consider
lost a few
relocating,
pounds, so big deal.
You know.
We love music. We love dance music. And in our day, we actually launched some very popular dance crazes. Do you remember some of the names of those?
Oh,
and maybe you've heard of them,
let
but it was
think.
All due to us.
You know, dance crazes were all the thing. And so many, over the years, you know, there have been so many.
There was one called the Shaken Not Stirred.
Oh, the, remember when we...
It was kind of rolling pillow.
It was good for the spine.
Yeah.
Do you remember the hand vibe?
That was
hot. People love that.
I need a demonstration of the hand vibe.
Oh,
I wish
don't think we can do that
it's
one on
so
you.
It's so difficult on you. Because if we did, we would show you the buffalo hump first.
Oh, the buffalo hump was great, but then there was also the bunny hump.
Followed by the jumping hump, which is kind of an early version of grinding.
They actually canceled a couple homecoming dances because of the jumping hump. There was the saltine cracker,
the
which
saltine
I
cracker
always liked
is pretty
that.
Good. This is the one we used. Yes.
There was the whisk.
The whisk, followed by the fist in the 80s.
Yeah, oh, that was a
really
that was
a very cocaine
rose
time.
And then drops. The snow cone.
The snow cone was so funny. And the slow bone.
Oh, I love that.
You're just going to have to imagine what that
was
like.
Did you guys know that Britt came up with a dance?
What?
What is this called?
The squeegee.
The squeegee.
Show us.
Oh, I love it.
Or describe.
Okay, describe it for us, please.
The squeegee. How do you describe the squeegee?
Let me take a picture of this.
Like, there's like a... sort of a bouncing motion.
Yeah.
And then you have to...
You're wearing a very good bra.
I'm not wearing a bra. The concept is somebody has just spilled a drink on you, and you have to wipe the drink off while you're dancing.
That's good.
So it's like this.
And you could adjust your bosom while you're doing it.
Oh, you can.
Which is handy.
Yeah.
Yes. And Britt's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And spilling drinks on herself.
Exactly. And teaching all our friends.
It's a dance phenomenon. Nobody does it except me. But it's been, but it's been happening
not
for years.
Not after tonight, because you're going to blow up after being on this show.
Get ready. This is what we call the famous Filson bump, and you're about to get it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The squeegee is
or
on
the buffalo
rise.
Hump. Yeah. Do you often make personal appearances to sign autographs, open malls or hospital wings like we do?
Mostly hospital wings.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And your DJ name is?
Unfortunately, it's just Britt Hansen.
Oh.
Well, it's not okay. Very easy
but
to remember.
It's a nice name. It's a lovely name.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really easy to remember because oftentimes, and especially being identical twins.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I'm Ann or Nancy half the time.
That has happened before. That has happened before.
I've called myself Katie before.
Oh, you have.
And I'm not lying.
You understand. You understand.
When you're pulled over by the police.
Right.
My name's Katie. I swear.
Tonight, we were talking about this nice chablis that we gave Betsy. But for Britt, we gave her some tequila.
Yeah.
Because she does not mess around.
No.
I brought
you can
her
tell by looking at her. The blue hair, forget it. Yeah. Teal, pardon me. Pardon
and I'm
me.
Sorry it came with no worm. Sans worm, they call
no
that.
No worm at all. No worm at all.
That's okay.
What's the story behind the worm? Can you share? You must be a tequila fanatic. Tell us about the worm. It's not just a dance either. I mean, there was the worm. That was a fun one.
That was
one.
A great
that
dance.
That was a fun one.
That'll put you back
you
right out.
Any, a hard belt buckle was not good on that one.
No.
Yeah, the worm, I think that's where most of the alcohol came from.
Mm-hmm.
In the early days, the worm would, it was the worm's urine.
Okay, oh, sure.
And it would, and that's where the alcohol came from. And once they figured out how to make alcohol,
they didn't need the
worm,
urine as much.
They didn't need the worm. But
now they're out of
still,
business.
It's still kind of a novelty thing, so they have
they
it in
just throw it in for fun.
They just throw
well,
it in for fun.
That's good to know. I'm actually glad to know that bit of history. If we ever have any more supply chain problems with alcohol, get
you
a worm.
Just start a worm farm.
Get a worm.
Get a worm and just squeeze the alcohol.
Yeah.
Squeeze,
give it a little extra electrolytes. And
just worm juice.
Worm
you,
juice.
You are full of information. What is it like to be celebrity adjacent in your household, Betsy?
I think we're both the celebrities in our household.
Interesting.
Oh, I love that.
That would have been a better question a year ago.
Okay.
Tell me about
what
this.
Happened
that,
last
what
year.
What happened a year ago?
Betsy started working at the local coffee vendor down the street.
Oh, we know this one.
Oh, you're a barista.
You wear a bikini.
But
to
don't
work.
You get freezing cold?
My God.
I think I get so cold.
Oh, I think it's very
not
exciting
with these
to
hot
show
flashes.
Yourselves.
Oh, so no. That's. So do you go with the bikini or the panties?
Little bit of both.
Interesting.
Yes.
The Italians really know what's out. Sling and Joe and basically the underwear.
Yeah.
Well, that's
good
fabulous.
For you.
And you really kept your body all
as
these
the
years.
Superstar DJ, I was always the celebrity.
Sure.
Back in the big city.
And now?
And now?
But now, I never leave the house. And Betsy's the
are you
face
working from home,
family.
As they say?
The face of the family. Yeah.
Face
well, you know,
family.
We've been very curious why two really fabulous people like you would end up in a shoot hole like this.
What brought you here, and why do you stay?
Also, I mean, we
aren't
talked
you
about
bored?
Recently. What's going on? I mean, can you be somebody in a town like this? And
don't
what
you
does
get,
that mean?
Don't
apparently,
you get,
I've
what
like,
do you do for the
I've
nightlife?
Excelled in
go
this
right,
town.
Right up
so
close
I've,
to that
I've,
microphone.
I've excelled
there
in
it
this
is.
Town, so I'm good.
So you like it. You like to be a big fish in a small town. Is that the same?
No, I think it's something like a pond.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a pond. I thought it was the Puget Sound.
It is like a pond.
See, I get so confused when I'm here.
They call it a rock, which I don't understand either because, I mean, a rock sits on top of something. Anyway, go ahead, Betsy. You have the floor.
Oh, I do. I love being here. I'm having a lot of
fun. You like it?
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
We don't understand.
It's not for everyone. You can admit it.
It's not for everybody.
Sure.
No, you have to be a super special person.
What kind of special person lives in a place like this, Betsy?
With no streetlight.
What are your friends like?
No nightclub.
Oh, my friends are all fabulous.
Everything closes at 8 p.m. They wear a lot of open toe shoes and very little lipstick.
You've got to find the hidden spots.
What?
What do you know that closes at 8 p.m.? That seems really late.
We heard that this... Maybe they haven't updated the websites. I don't know.
How do you like it here, Britt?
I think it's great. I've really enjoyed having deer in my yard all the time.
Deer? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
You know, I know.
It seems,
and raccoons on our deck.
As a city person, it seems weird. But
we're not into the wildlife.
I'm never going to get sick of seeing wildlife in my yard. Huh. It's lovely.
What do you bucolic?
Yeah.
Bucolic.
I mean, what's the most interesting people that you run into out here?
Other than you.
Well,
thank you for saying so.
We only pop in, and I do appreciate that. We would never, ever, ever, ever live in a place like this. But we're wildly curious about who does.
Hermits. A lot of hermits.
I can attest to that.
Are there any millionaires out here we haven't met?
Oh, there's
there are.
There might be one or two.
Yeah.
But they're hidden in the woods.
I doubt it. A very eccentric hermit millionaire. Maybe one.
Or two.
I'll give it to you.
Look, these two seem like a lot of fun. I want to play a game. Are you
Let's play a game.
Do you guys like to play games?
Love a game. Sure. Love a game.
Yeah. We're on to our very favorite segment called
Hot or Not. Now listen. Right. Britt and Betsy, you've been together, we understand, for a very, very, very long time. How long have you been together?
Very, very long time.
Almost 26 years.
Good gravy.
We were two when we got together.
That's what I was doing the math.
That's what we do.
It makes sense.
Yeah. You've been through all sorts of developmental stages. You have endured. You know what works, and you're working it.
Yeah.
And you're worth it.
Yeah. So keep coming.
And so this is a little game where we throw out a little question for you, and you tell us, or category, you tell us whether it's hot or not.
And it's all about long-term monogamy, which we're fascinated by.
Which we assumed you were practicing.
Okay.
Well, I guess you're right. I'm making an assumption.
That's actually one of the questions. You're jumping ahead.
You're jumping ahead. Being together for a long time. Now, 26 years? 26 years.
26 years.
My God.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Were you high school sweethearts?
Just after.
Barely missed the mark for being high school sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be then our first hot or not category. High school romance. Is it hot or not?
Not.
You know, holding hands in the hall, going to prom.
You say no thanks.
They say no.
Absolutely not.
Decorating your lockers with photo booth pictures of yourselves.
How about wearing your Letterman sweater?
School should be strictly about education.
We had private tutors, so we never had a high school.
We never had a high school.
We were dating our tutors, for sure.
Tutors are a whole different thing.
Oh, for sure. I love a patched elbow.
Here's a high school adjacent question. Parking.
Necking. Heavy petting.
You know what I'm saying? Inspiration point, if you will.
Achieving all the bases, and we would love to know.
We got to talk about the bases.
When you said achieving,
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Achieving. What do you think? Parking, necking, heavy petting. It's a little bit more of a high school thing, but you were pretty young when you got together.
I mean, we definitely probably did it.
We didn't ask you that, did we?
Now you jumped ahead, Betsy.
You know, the old dry hump.
That kind of man.
That was another one of our dances. Heavily once or twice.
Why do they call it necking?
In the early years.
Necking, you know.
I don't know. Are you like...
It's like hickeys, right?
Yeah. I've never understood the hickey.
I know you don't.
We've talked about this before.
But are you like rubbing your necks on each other's necks?
Right?
Necking.
Why?
I mean, that's
it's
a weird
started
thing.
With a giraffe.
Betsy, I'm with you. I think it's very odd.
It's a giraffe thing.
Do you think a hickey is fun?
Oh God, no!
I don't either.
No,
it's a love bite. It's the mock. It's the mock of love.
Then you've got to use some makeup to like cover it. Luckily,
it takes a turtleneck in August can be absolutely
it takes such a long time to give one, and you really got to work at it.
I don't think you know how to give one, sister.
I must not.
You must not. It's because all I in know the embouchure.
I gotta tell you,
really, I just must not have the suction required.
I always use a straw to drink my wine.
I highly doubt that.
I do.
My reputation precedes me.
Your nose is growing over there, sister.
Listen, they don't call me the headmistress for nothing.
Oh, ow. And what about the bases? We're always very curious about the bases.
Yeah, what are the bases? What do you consider first base?
Oh,
Nance and I can't agree on first base.
What's still
first base is replying to a text message.
Back in our day, it was
so modern.
It was Morse code.
We did. I got a telegram.
A Pony Express. He wants to go out on Saturday night in a fortnight because it takes 2 weeks for me to reply to him.
Fortnight. She's so cute.
Fortnight.
Brit loves Fortnight.
Oh yeah. Of the video games.
We won't even go there.
What's home base? Let's cut right to the chase. What's home base?
I think when you slide into home base, that's basically gives you the answer.
But
there,
where, which?
That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm thinking, Britt. What are we talking about? Any orifice?
In the dugout?
Yeah.
In the dugout.
There's a lot of places you can slide into.
Yeah. And I understand, really in Odd Day, there were certain home bases that came after other home bases. But these days, I understand some home bases that considered, pre-home bases. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I feel like okay.
We have the FCC online now.
We haven't said any of the words.
No. On the carpet.
How about saving yourself for marriage?
Hot or not?
Absolutely not.
Can you imagine?
You want a test drive?
Oh, yeah.
We never bought a limo before we test drove it.
I think everything should be test driven.
That whole purity culture. Give me a break.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. You know what that is?
Virgins. Ew.
Institutionalized misogyny is what that is.
Right?
That doesn't benefit anybody but the patriarchy.
We want to own our zone. And we want it.
That's good.
Thank you. I just made that.
That's really good.
I appreciate that. Write it down.
Own your zone. Somebody make a t-shirt. I'm glad we're in agreement on that.
We think it's a knot as well because we have been married so many times because this was a thing in our day. You had to be married.
But we never saved ourselves.
We found out later we're not into saving. Also, we were just giving our divorce lawyers a whole lot of money.
Yeah, get married, get divorced, get married.
It's a little easier if we just skip right to the honeymoon. Yeah. All right, how about this? Public proposals, hot or not?
Well, I mean,
This is a good one.
Oh, tell us. We love a good story.
We proposed in the QFC.
And what's a QFC?
It was a QFC or a Safeway. It was the local grocery store.
It's where people
buy the food.
Yeah, we don't have to do that ourselves.
I've heard of them.
While buying snacks.
What aisle was it in?
In the frozen food section.
Oh. Okay.
Now, who did it? Was it a mutual? What happened?
I think I might have asked and brought it up. And then
Betsy said something like, I think we should get married. And then I said, yeah.
What do you think of this lasagna?
Yeah. And then and that was it.
And then we went back to our friend's house because we were all like,
and then we told everybody.
We were like on a munchie run for the X-Files.
Very cute.
Remember the X-Files.
I know,
so good.
David Duchovny has a sexual addiction, right?
That's right.
Very portending for you.
Well,
I mean, after he met us.
That's probably why we
expected.
Got engaged that way.
Mm-hmm. We got those David Duchovny vibes.
In the grocery store.
Let's get some snacks,
love
honey.
I take charge woman.
Look at these.
Yes. You got both of them
frozen
today.
Fish sticks and just getting really.
Did you get on a knee?
No.
No.
Did you have a push cart or was it one that you carry on?
We had a basket.
A basket.
I don't remember.
It was very casual.
I think that's very romantic.
Did you make the announcement when you got back with your gathering with your friends?
We did. We're like, hey, we're getting married.
Oh, you were so excited.
We were so excited. We were so young.
So fresh.
So babies.
Well, on from there then, hot or not, the big wedding, all the bells and whistles.
Oh,
everybody watching. The media even.
I thought it was kind of fun.
The media?
That was hot.
I didn't like the media at our wedding.
I actually want another wedding.
You want to do
with
it again?
More media.
With more media.
Kex will
heard
be there.
Of this. People yeah, who right? stay together the longer want more weddings. It's yeah. true.
Really?
No, it's true. It's a sure. I need,
a pat on the back, right?
A pat on the back. Renew yeah. the vows. Yeah. Why not? What about eloping?
Hot or not?
Super well. Hot.
How about the 7-year itch?
You know,
well, that's some kind of itch.
Hot or not?
Is that hot?
I don't know. Yeah,
getting the 7-year itch. You're into it.
Super hot. Okay.
Really likes it.
Like how about I'm not into it.
Secret lovers.
Ooh,
that's what
hot
we
or
are
not.
Trying so hard to hide the way we feel.
I mean, that's kind of a magical song you got really going nice. On there.
Thank you. I think that was Atlantic Star. Was that Atlantic Star?
Are we BCO. Supposed to be secret lovers to each other, even though we're married?
I think you no, no, can.
Oh, that's interesting.
That keeps it, that
I think
keeps
they're talking
it,
about what? Other people. Oh, which
yeah. I think that's another question.
Affairs.
I feel like these days, it doesn't need to be secret.
Because
right?
you're right.
Go for it.
Because of Facebook.
Go for it. Open
it
up.
Because of Facebook.
Are you yeah. trying to tell me something?
That's what I wanted to.
What's happening?
Well, that's I'm a not, question okay, like bringing saying, in a like, third party.
Yeah, so socially, how, like yeah, people are maybe it's 2022. People are very open. You know, open.
It's, yeah. Hey, the Mormons do it. Why can't we?
I was just about to say polygamy is rampant.
Yeah.
Polyamorous, pansexuality, gender yeah. fluidity. It's about, anything goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about pharmaceuticals? Molly, etc. Shenanigans, as they call it.
Well, I what? Mean, those are lots of fun.
We're okay with some shenanigans.
How about having separate vacation homes?
Oh, I've never done that. That'd Ooh. Be kind of fun, though. Kind of I love hot weather.
Ew.
Yes.
Well,
this is where,
again,
yeah.
again
maybe we could vacation with you separately.
Yeah.
I mean, find that that's
I don't mind going,
the
I've,
hot nut.
I've gone on vacations without you, and you've gone on vacations without yeah. me.
I think 72 degrees is just right for me.
72.
It's a little warm.
It's okay. a little bit warm.
Under shade. And maybe
and
with
no
someone,
humidity.
And someone fanning me.
I like 69.
Yeah, me too.
That's my temperature.
Brick, okay. fun.
How about this? Dressing alike, sharing clothes. There is no better flattery than another woman borrowing your clothes,
so
as
true.
We know very well.
So true.
Oh, we share each other's clothes all the
That's
time.
That's the ante.
But not just shoes, though. Shoes are sacrilegious for me.
They're very personal.
I'm happy to throw a cardigan my sister's way.
You don't share, not the same size.
A bobble.
No. I got little teeny tiny feet.
That helps.
That's very, very useful. I appreciate that in a couple.
I feel right there that's couples counseling. Mm-hmm. And that's hot.
My feet are too moist. She doesn't want to wear those shoes.
I would slip slide right out of those flippers. How about spicing Ooh. Things up with a third party or your favorite pet? Who wrote this?
You did.
Hot or not?
Okay.
You did.
Favorite pet?
I'm sorry. No. I apologize for my sister.
I apologize for my sister.
She had one too many shibbles when she wrote this.
Though? I apologize for my sister.
A toy?
Well, it could be.
It could be.
It could be a toy.
A third party Toys could be something that's mail order, naturally.
Yes. A person.
In that case, that's fun.
That's fun.
All right. I like it. Mm-hmm.
Battery powered.
Tools
whatever.
Are always good. Yeah. We all need more tools in our toolbox.
Hey, you bet we do.
How about shenanigans, a.k.a. experimenting with pharmaceuticals?
I think we covered that when you turned your head and talked to our engineer. I'm so sorry.
Well, I was totally high at the time, so I didn't hear what you said. Actually, my mic keeps going on, so I'm sweating here now. Well, what did you say? What did they say? What
they
did
said they like it.
Oh, they like it. Well, my last question is, unless you covered this, monogamy, hot or not?
I think it's hot.
Hot.
Yeah,
I noticed that she answered first, and then he
Britt was like, "What are we saying?" Oh, she says it's hot.
Yeah, very, very hot.
Okay, when I was talking to our engineer, basically they were saying, "Let's cut this off."
we're running long.
We do have in our next very favorite segment, "What's in the News." Boop, 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 boop. Oh. Thank you. Boop, boop, boop. All right, Vashon.
Yeah.
You got a party coming to you next Friday night. We're here to make a public service announcement for you. the famous Filson sisters will be in attendance June 17th at the Vachon Movie Theater parking lot. Sounds very,
very glamorous.
Very, very glamorous.
Oh, boy. They know how to party. Yeah.
Where Vachon is made up of mostly moderately attractive white people. They do
in
make
rubber
up
shoes.
In their lack of diversity, maybe racial diversity or deodorant, they make up in pride. And we love that about Vachon.
We
do. Gay way. It's gender fluidity. Very general open invitation to be anything you want to be anytime out here on Vachon. So these sisters are very proud to attend this pride dance next Friday night. We've got some queer royalty coming from Seattle.
Yes,
apparently.
We do.
Some DJs from Kex, apparently.
Can hardly wait.
And there's going to be some pride swag available. Yeah. This is a booze-free, all-ages, come-as-you-are event.
I can't wait.
I'm very
excited.
About
you
should
come in and dance.
There.
You're going to be
we'll
there?
Be there
yeah.
for sure.
Good.
I love this.
Yeah,
all right. And for our very next favorite segment, because I'm absolutely famished.
It's time for Nut of the Night. Okay, now people, as you know, send us nuts from all over the world. And what do I have today? Just let me dig through.
I think you came in earlier, and we were describing this actually happens. That people call and say, Anne and Nancy, please put my nuts in your mouth. You are nut heiresses. And
tell us what you think of my nuts.
Yeah.
Are they tasty?
Who do we have tonight, sister?
Tonight we have some nuts sent to us by Chandra Albowitz from Montclair, New Jersey.
Well, that's a mouthful.
She sent us, look at this. It's another Trader Joe's. A lot of people send us Trader Joe's nuts. They have such a variety. These are ones we've never tried before, and they're very apropos for us. They're everything but the bagel nut duo with almonds and cashews.
Both at the same time.
Gesund height. Let's try
two nuts at once?
We'll don't mind out. If I do.
My sisters decant these nuts, and when you try these, I want to remember the category.
These
rating
smell very fragrant.
From 1 to 100. So we have to do a little bit of math. You two can help each other out.
Goodness.
We're going to rate these nuts on attractiveness, beauty, and overall sex appeal, and taste and texture.
Okay.
What do we got?
Like, I'll take almonds, you take cashews.
I think that's a good idea.
I love those. Okay. The way they work together.
That's a team. That's a team right there.
Oh, and this is the everything bagel.
Everything but the bagel.
Everything but? Disgusting. I'm getting a little taste of butt there.
And
I'm liking.
It's so
I'm
funny when you
the,
drink wine.
I'm liking this cashew.
I think the cashew. You know what the thing is about a cashew? It's too soft.
Mm. It's really soft, and it's got a weird shape.
You know, Filbert.
Too much of a bend.
Might be a little bit of lippy.
Well, we've made our fortune.
So flaccid.
It has a really good give. It doesn't give up until you really press down.
A hazelnut?
Oh, yeah.
They call them hazelnuts around here.
But the Filbert, that's a fantastic.
I've always loved the Almond Brothers.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
May they rest in peace.
Britt, how's that almond that you're eating?
It's good. I would like a little more zhuzh.
Honestly, yeah. I would like a little bit more herb on that.
Herb.
I think it is a little more herb.
It's not
a
very salty.
Wayne,
no.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't love it.
I was expecting more flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not wowing me.
No.
My taste buds might have been completely numbed from our earlier nut.
Ugh, that nut was bleh.
It was a little too much. But right now, I'm wanting a little bit more.
It's lingering in my throat, which I don't
care
for.
What do you say? An overall taste and texture. What do you give us from 1 to 100?
Texture, great.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know.
What's the number?
Standard almond texture.
You don't want to do math, do you?
9.
Okay.
9 out of 1 to 100. That's very low.
Oh, wait, what?
1 to 100.
We go big. Yeah.
No,
we go big.
90 then.
Okay.
91.
Okay. Okay. All right. She likes it. Let me.
And what about in terms of beauty, sex appeal, et cetera?
Well, I would give that a 90 also.
Or like oh, you like these
88.
Nuts.
They look like they should have a lot of flavor.
Yeah, they look great.
They look great.
They're a beautiful nut.
But they're deceiving.
But it's kind of a letdown.
The taste?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Betsy, I'm giving it a 42.
What say you?
For taste.
Yeah, I'm going down on the taste. Yeah. It's very bland.
Yeah.
I don't like a bland nut.
I don't know. I'm not quite there with you on the look and the texture. I think
it's
maybe
okay to have a different opinion with your
and
wife.
That's,
so
that's what makes good. A long-term relationship.
That's, yeah.
so
that's what
it's
works
obviously
for us.
Working.
Hey, opposites
like
attract.
Yeah. I know.
You know,
Paula Abdul.
Look, you may not completely aligned in your nut taste.
MC Scat Cat.
Thank you.
Come on.
Can we get back to the nuts? She's not committing.
I mean, listen, you're married to a DJ.
Yeah.
I know.
Is that offensive?
It was kind of
I mean, on the edge?
It was It was good timing for this.
Let me ask you something.
We're going to have to talk about this.
It's just going to have to be existential. Is this a nut you'd like to wrap your lips around again? Yes and no?
No.
I would, but I wouldn't go out of my way for it.
I hear you on
if it
that
was
one.
If it was in your bag.
If it was the last nut on earth,
I would eat it. If
it was a nut in my sack, I would for sure eat it.
You'd reach for it.
I would reach
for
it.
You'd grab that nut sack if you had to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been enjoying these other nuts.
Unfortunately,
really?
Getting close into it.
We do not care for them.
Oh my God.
You can take those home with you.
That's your special door prize for coming on to the broadcast. Yeah. Now we're going to come to a very, very favorite segment.
We've got to.
Called Dear Ann and Nancy, where people write from all over the world for advice from these two broads. And you can also help this poor soul out. So please weigh in.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Dear Ann and Nancy, as long as I can remember, I felt there was something missing in my life, a vacancy of some sort, and just lately I've become suspicious. I believe that it's entirely possible that I'm a twin and that my parents have kept this truth from me. Let me tell you what happened. Oh, my God. Recently, I was digging through my parents' basement, searching for some paperwork, when I came across something so strange. Two tiny matching onesies. One with my name, Nancy. It's a Nancy. Oh. Embroidered on it. And one with the name Nellie embroidered on it. Both were carefully folded and wrapped in tissue paper, tucked inside a cardboard box. I haven't had the courage to ask my parents about this. They're in their mid-90s now and very fragile.
Naturally.
They've never enjoyed confrontations, and they've never been especially forthcoming. Could I have a twin out there somewhere? Maybe she died as an infant? What is happening here, and what should I do? I know you two twins can help me with this twin dilemma. Nothing would make me happier than finding a long-lost sister, but I don't know if I could handle the devastation of learning I've missed out on 65 years of life with her. Will I ever be able to forgive my parents? Ann and Nancy, what should I do? Signed, single sister? In Lake
San Luis Obispo. It's now the lake because of global
There's
warming.
There's no lake. That's so interesting. What are we going to tell her? Single sister.
I say ask. Ask the parents.
What do you think happened? So strange.
The embroidery. Do you think there was an untimely death?
Maybe, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There's a good chance they didn't know what they wanted to name the baby.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm so macabre, I immediately thought there was an infant death.
The names are so similar.
Nancy is an excellent name.
It's like they never used the Nancy onesie. And here's Nancy alive and well and 65 years old. Why didn't they use it? That's what's weird to me.
I think they need to ask their mom.
I think this is something for Agatha Christie. I think this is way beyond.
It's mysterious. She could do a 23 and you or whatever that is.
Well, but
if
the sister's dead,
there
you don't. Anymore. They don't check. They don't compare your DNA to dead babies. In those.
No.
Oh, shoot.
They should.
Shoot. They should.
That's something they really should get on. We're going to get our people.
This could unravel a whole very troublesome. Dark.
Well, single sister in San Luis Obispo, we're clueless.
I hope that's helpful. Yeah. I hope that's really helpful.
Thanks for writing in. Okay, and now for our favorite segment.
Who's touching you now? Close your eyes. Do we have consent to touch you?
Yes.
We're going to enjoy, mostly. You enjoy the dulcet tones of Charo as one of my sisters and I attempt to touch you.
Get all your marabou up.
Okay, here we go.
Over there.
Just get it all up. All night, you're saying, who's Ann? Who's Nancy?
Here we come. Ooh, close those eyes, Britt. I saw that.
Are you allergic to marabou? No peeking.
Oh, I'm getting tickled all over.
Oh, this taps. And
oh, hey, thanks, Nancy. I think that one might be Ann.
I think it's just everybody.
Chris
Austin. Okay.
I was touching myself.
Oh, my God.
I felt that, too.
I was assaulted.
Twin telepathy, that's so sweet.
We know you two are
They're
just
missing
gonna...
out. That's what's happening.
So who was touching you?
Jealous.
You were mostly right.
Who wasn't touching us?
You got it. You nailed it.
I feel like that's how they do it here on Vachon, which is why we only come here once a month. Okay. You know.
Oh, what a fun night we've had.
We want to thank our guests, Brett and Betty Betsy Hansen.
Thank you for joining us. Stay with the conversation, folks, on Facebook, Instagram.
you know, listen to our podcast wherever podcasts are sold.
We're going
to
see you next time here on The Broadcast, where we chat with guests Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Depardieu on their new beauty advice podcast called The French Flipover. He is now. We hate to say goodbye, but we gotta.
Goodbye, Vishon. Stay beautiful.
Or just keep doing what you're doing.